can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my booty away. Keep it tight, alright?
What else, Mary? He peed the bed.
Last days until
I know y'all was vibing. I know y'all was turned up a little bit. We back with another episode of You Got All the Sense podcast. It is your guy, Flashy, with three Y's, six Y's. Y'all know the vibes. Appreciate you, bro. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? Y'all all right? I'm here. Y'all can talk to me. Now we back with another episode. My sponsors of the week. I normally have, you know, three sponsors. My sponsors of the week are all the mothers who break their backs on numerous occasions for their children. If you're a single mother, married mother, especially if you lost your mother, I send my deepest love, hugs, and prayers for you. I know yesterday was a hard time for you. But my sponsors of the week are my mother, my sister, and my grandmother. I thank y'all without even having to say I thank y'all. There is no me without y'all, literally. I don't want to get too deep, but I sincerely want to thank y'all, literally, for the ample times that y'all have came through for me, ample times that y'all made sure I was straight, the ample times that I counted on y'all when I couldn't count on myself. I literally have to give y'all the praise. And, of course, my pops and my brothers. But that's Father's Day. Literally, I told y'all yesterday, I probably should tell y'all more. I'm super appreciative. I'm super grateful for y'all. I just want to tell y'all, I thank y'all. I love y'all. To all the mothers that listen, you are loved. You are valued. You are appreciated. You are the backbone of any man. You are literally the motor that keeps us driving, that keeps us moving. Y'all know how I feel about a father and child's relationship, but I also have to give the love to a mother and the relationship they carry with their children. A mother's love is never not there. A mother's fight for their child is never not there. All I can tell y'all is I thank y'all. Literally, that's all I can say. To all the moms that listen, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the dads. To all my friends that are mothers, happy Mother's Day. I appreciate y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you were showered gifts, love, Cash Apps, PayPal, Zelle, Venmos, whatever your payment method is, gifts from Target. To the single mothers, I big y'all up even more, because y'all do it by yourselves on the daily. So the love that y'all have for your child and for yourself to continue to fight every day is unmatched. I pray that this year brings you the most blessings that you can receive. Even if you don't ask for them, I pray that they continue to fall upon you. I give y'all the biggest shout out for being a support system for life and not just the episode. So to my mothers, happy Mother's Day. I appreciate you all dearly. If your mom cooked for me, gave me a ride, let me sleep in her crib, any of the above, tell her Big Flash that happy Mother's Day. Shout out to the ladies. Shout out to the ladies. We had a lit weekend. We had a lit weekend in music, basketball, a weird situation we're going to speak about in a minute. Of course, it's still Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm praying everybody dealing with whatever situation you are dealing with, that you pray on it and you manifest good things from it. First, I want to send a prayer. I have to find her name. It was a young lady who was a college freshman who wrote a sincere caption on her last Instagram post before she took her life. And I want to tell anybody who's dealing with suicidal thoughts, who are dealing with deep depression or some things that you just don't understand or some things you can't figure out, I literally will give you my number so you can call me so we can talk. I literally pray in large amounts of prayer that suicidal thoughts leave your mind, suicidal thoughts leave your body, your feeling, your surroundings. Depression is real, super real for everyone, but especially real for the ones, let's say, 18 to 30, 35, 40, 50. Depression is something that a lot of people fight, just like suicidal thoughts, and we don't know. Because you may see them smiling, you may see them active on social media, you may, you know, see them outside, but nobody knows the inner battle that you are facing. So sincerely, if you need somebody to talk to, you can feel free to call me, text me, email me, write me on Instagram. I might not see you until a couple days later, but anytime, I'm completely here for you, for anyone. Like, seriously, like, I always tell my friends, and I try to check on my friends at least once a week, like, bro, if it's something or says something you're dealing with, express it to me. And I will try my best to, one, help you get out of the situation, pray for the situation, or point you to somebody who can help you in the situation. Because it's real. We all have been through it. Some of us may not speak on it, but we all have dealt with things that we, you know, that weren't a comfortable space for us. So I send my deepest love, prayers, and everything else to those dealing with suicidal thoughts or mental health or anything of that stature or standard, especially during this month, but every month. I'm sorry I started off the episode let me get the energy back up. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's see if this could bring us back, because I know we need it, but just let me see if we could bring it back, y'all. Favorite song, because I know this her jam. We ran this song to the dirt, literally. We back, y'all. I know I started off a little deep, a little sincere, but we back with a it's gonna be a crazy episode. First things first, right, before we get into sports, well, let's get into sports, music, and then our mental health check-in is going to be at the end, but it's gonna be a little lengthy this episode because I want to address some things on my behalf, and just to open the ears, the eyes of everybody that listen. And I really want y'all to respond, whether you respond on Instagram, text, Facebook Messenger, because I don't have the app. Just respond to me. Literally, I want y'all to tell me what y'all think of that. Of course, the NBA playoffs are still going on. My Celtics down 2-1 right now. We'll be back, though. We played tonight. We lost the other night on some nonsense. And this is what I feel about the NBA. If y'all call every call for Giannis Antetokounmpo, he literally won't lose a game. He goes to the free throw line maybe 20 times a game, and it's unheard of. And y'all stop doing it for James Harden. Y'all should stop doing it for him as well. Because literally, the Celtics play aggressive defense. Aggressive. We stopped Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. You don't think we can stop Giannis without Chris Middleton? Y'all have to literally stop calling fouls, NBA refs. If y'all related to an NBA ref, send this to them. Like, let them know we can't keep doing this. They literally are taking the Celtics out of the playoffs by allowing this man to get 50 free throws a game. Seriously. Like, I'm tired of it. And shout out to Ben. Not shout out to Ben Simmons. No. Shout out to Joel Embiid, who I feel was cheated. Y'all hear me? Cheated for the MVP this year, losing to Jokic again for another year. And when Embiid literally went through the drama with teammates, drama in Philly, and still averaged 30 and 12. Like, literally, got James Harden. He wasn't carrying him. Embiid was. The Sixers were down 2-0 in the playoffs. Now it's 2-2, and we at the best of three. And we still don't give Embiid the MVP? Come on now. Come on, y'all. Literally, we know. Come on. We know why he didn't. Embiid should have won MVP. That's my thoughts on it. I won't even go into detail, angry thought about why. Y'all know he was supposed to win. The Yankees, if y'all know me, I got my Yankees hat on today, so we're going for a good episode. New blue Yankee on, who but me. Yankees are doing what they're supposed to do in baseball. The Kentucky Derby was lit this weekend. We seen Drake there. We seen Jack Harlow. We seen Drewski. We seen another couple celebrities. I believe Drake and Jack Harlow shot a video. If so, we're going to get into my dog in a minute. But if so, in that verse that everybody talked about that Drake released, we're going to get into that in a minute. I reached out to my Boxing Connect this weekend, and I asked him about the Canelo fight. He said, yeah, Canelo should take care of it. Canelo got his behind whipped. So to my Boxing Connect, you are fired. Don't tell me. I'll always account on you because I believe your word over anybody's. But this week, you are fired. Canelo got washed, runts, spun out, and put in the dryer. Pack Canelo up. You feel me? Pack Canelo up. It's over. Football season is soon approaching. Make sure y'all claim y'all teams before the season gets here. If you do know me, I'm an avid Philadelphia Eagles fan. I see us going to the Super Bowl this year. With or without Tom Brady being in the league. You feel me? Eagles and one. That's how simple that go. I am in the whole Ohio State fan in college football. The O. The only O we know. Besides the other O's. Shout out to us as we prepare for another season to win, you know, the college football championship. Don't really care about a Georgia nor Alabama. Roll these, not Roll Tide. Let's get into music, because music was, it was a good it was a great weekend in music. Let's just discuss a few albums that dropped this weekend. Jack Harlow dropped his album this weekend. I gave it a listen. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Jack, crazy, because I defended you this weekend to somebody, and I was like, nah, Jack Harlow made good music. Put that album back where you got it from. You feel me? Take it out, you feel me, the streaming platforms, put it back in your bag, and go back to the studio, because that's not it. It's not it. It's a couple decent tracks on there. I'm cool. You feel me? First Class is my track. You feel me? First Class. Shout out to Fergie. If y'all didn't know, that was a Fergie sample. Fergie had a couple bangers. I was having a conversation this weekend. Fergie had a couple bangers. But Jack Harlow, pack you up, sir. Pan fried noodle, filet mignon, put you all in that and just pack that up. You can hold that. Future dropped the deluxe, I Never Liked You. He should have named it I Never Liked You Again because I didn't like it. So pack you up, Future. Put you back in there with Jack Harlow. Pack him up too. To my Spanish listeners, Bad Bunny dropped the album. I didn't listen to it because it's fully in Spanish. So I'm pretty sure he'll stream throughout the, you feel me, through the roof. But shout out to Bad Bunny. ASAP Rocky dropped a single. Fire, 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 fire. Even though he's dealing with what he's dealing with, shout out ASAP Rocky to ASAP Mob. And ASAP and Rihanna had grills. He asked her to marry her via his grill, and it said, marry me. And her grill said, yes, which is so like 90s old dirty bastard swag, and I like it. Excuse me, I cooked myself breakfast this morning. A little turkey sausage, egg and cheese on a bagel with a hash brown. Felt like I was back at the deli. Flashy Deli soon open. If y'all need me, pull up on me. Tusi dropped a single. I don't really listen to Tusi. Be honest with y'all, I really could care less. But Tusi dropped a single. I want y'all to go tap into that. Get them folks streams up. My album of the weekend. Wait, let me tell y'all about another artist. Her name is OG, spelled OGI. Literally, randomly got put onto her this weekend. Ha! Oh, man. Ha! What I want y'all to go do is listen to my girl OG. Y'all hear me? OG is fire. Fire! She dropped a track named Bitter this weekend. Listen. I'm going to give y'all a sample real quick of OG. Like, real quick. I got to pay my Apple Music bill. That's why I'm on YouTube today. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, oh, man. Listen to my girl OG real fast. Envy and other things. Niggas got me for the strange. Bitch to the bitter. Girl, I thought the one niggas. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, OG. Go, OG. That's all I'm giving y'all, OG. My dog, OG. Fire. Y'all hear me? Fire. Which breakdown do I want to break down? Let's get right into K-Dot. Kendrick Lamar dropped a single called The Heart Part 5. I want y'all to go stream it. YouTube, watch the video. I literally seen this last night, like 11:30, 12. My son K-Dot, visually and rapping-wise, violated. Y'all hear me? I want y'all to literally go watch the video. Literally see the faces that he transforms to. Excuse me, y'all. And as he raps the lyrics that he's transforming faces, it perfectly fits every person he changes to. Literally, every person that he raps as, his face changes and it... I gotta scratch my head. Kendrick dropped Friday. I'm giving Kendrick Lamar his own episode. Okay? I'm telling y'all now. K-Dot album gets his own everything. He gets his own episode. Like, y'all, hold on. Heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my friends, his face to my right friends, now is Nipsey Hussle. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. Just listen. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared at my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when the trigger has squeezed. And though you deemed me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave. But fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. The memories recollect just because y'all. Celebrate me with respect, the unity we protect is above all. And Sam, I'll be watching over you. Make sure my kids watch all my interviews. Make sure you live out our dreams we produce. Keep that genius in your brain on the move.
Enter my neighborhood, let the good prevail.
Yes.
Make sure them babies and the leaders out of jail.
Yes.
Live for salvation when troubles get real. Cause you can help the world until you help yourself. And I can blame the hood the day that I was killed. You had to see it, that's the only way to feel. And though my physical won't reap the benefits, the energy they carry on they mix still. I want you.
I want y'all to know something. It's only one person that could do that. That could flip faces and flip raps and fit everybody's situation. Kendrick Lamar, literally, y'all. I know I talk all of that, you feel me? We don't hear enough music from K-Dot. Good Kid, Mad City turns 10 years old this year. And it still is one of the greatest albums ever created. On Sundays, I do No Skip Sundays. I play albums that get no skips. Good Kid, Mad City is one of those albums. Channel Orange by Frank Ocean is one of them albums. My Dark Twisted Fantasy is one of those albums. I want everybody on Sundays when you clean in the crib before you start your new week, give me one of your non-skip albums. I gave y'all three of mine that go probably in rotation every Sunday. K-Dot literally... Dog. Dog, he's different. He's different, and this just proves to y'all, like, watch out. Watch out. All you rappers that say y'all rappers, but just be, like, pack your albums up. Don't drop this weekend. Nobody drop Friday. I don't care who you are. Do not drop Friday. Unless you Nipsey or Kanye. But don't drop Friday. For anybody else. Hove could drop Friday. But nobody else drop Friday. It get nasty. It get ugly. It get real crucial. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. One of the other albums I missed. Raheem Devon dropped the R&B project. Fire. Please don't sleep on Raheem Devon. For my older folks, go tap in with Raheem Devon. You'll love it. Even my younger folks. It's like authentic R&B music. You'll love it. K-Dot, I'll see you Friday. That's all I can tell y'all. What I really want to get into is Pusha T's Drink Champs interview. I know we seen Pusha directly after the him and Drake situation on the Joe Budden podcast. If it's two other podcasts I listen to outside of myself, and I don't even listen to myself after I record an episode, just unless I want to hear my intro music, because my voice low-key annoys me, and I know how some of y'all feel when y'all be in the videos in the club, like, hey, yeah, like, you feel me? I know how y'all hate to hear y'all voice, so sometimes I hate to hear my voice, but, outside of my own podcast, Antonio's and a couple other guys, I still am an avid listener of the Joe Budden podcast. I'm still an avid watcher of Rory and Mal podcast, but Drink Champs is another one of my favorite podcasts, because when Noriega starts getting bent, he start asking all the questions we really want to know. You feel me? So he had Pusha T on this weekend. I watched the premiere. It was about 3 hours, so I went in and out of watching it. But of course, he asked the question, what do you feel about the Drake verse? He said it sounded old, but what he told y'all is don't play with him. Straight up. Don't play with him. Kanye asked him to come to him and Drake listening. I'm not coming. And that's something I'm so big on pause. Like, if you want to call it loyalty, if you want to call it standing your ground, if you want to call it standing on morals, I literally feel exact same way how he feels. If you and one of my dogs is at odds, do not look for me to be there unless I want to be there with an issue. If me and, listen, y'all know this. And if y'all don't know, I'm going to tell y'all. If you had an issue with somebody in KBT, we weren't coming to your function. None of us. If you don't like us, don't come to our functions. But y'all will still be there because what? Y'all love the energy we presented. Y'all love the things we did that nobody else could do on that campus. So y'all wanted to be around us. Y'all hated us so much, but y'all packed out every probate. Like, literally. I exactly see what Pusha T is saying. Do not. If me and you not, you feel me? Don't go to our, nothing. I'm not coming. Don't ask. No. Even with the club scene, y'all know. If it's not the guys, I'm not there. Don't look for me to be there. Don't expect me to be there. Don't ask me to put your flyer up. No. And that's something I feel is so wrong with, like, this generation. Like, y'all don't stand on, if my dog and don't rock with you, I don't rock with you. I'm super, super sturdy on that. Literally, like, I stand on that with everything, anything, everything. I stand on that. Like, nah. Like, and that just got me a little upset because I literally feel like, bro, nah, it's not pop. Like, no, that ain't how things go. And a lot of y'all don't understand that and don't think that's correct, but that's absolutely 100% how it should be. Literally. But I don't want to talk y'all to death about that. I do want y'all to go pay attention. I do want y'all to go watch the Pusha T interview on Drink Champs. He spoke on a few other things, especially like rap diss tracks. Like, is there a limit of taking it too far? No. Excuse me. No, not at all. Like, if you battle rap, you feel me? If you know, you feel me about the phase of battle rap at Benedict, then you know it's no limit to taking anything too far. I'm going to do what I have to do to win. Push said, you name drop my fiance, so now let's tell the world who you chose is your Beyonce. Sophie knows better. Like, come on. Y'all got to stand on something. Y'all got to, you feel me? Like, don't throw your hands. Don't throw stones and then hide your hands. That's the one of the biggest pet peeves to me. Stand on what you said. Stand on what you did. You feel me? Hold yourself accountable. Facts. That's all for music this weekend. I'm sorry, I just got a little steam coming out my ears. Mental health check-in, Mental Health Awareness Month. First, let me ask y'all something, right? If I was to die today, God forbid, I do not want y'all to go on social media and be happy, throw a parade for me passing away. First things first, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels, right? I'm pretty sure this is going to be a little, you know, everybody's going to have something to say about this for a week or 2 weeks. Literally, y'all paraded a man's death. Like, Black Twitter, to be exact. Y'all went on Twitter and had a free-for-all, a party, a everything. Y'all literally had a ball with a man's dying, like a man's death. I don't care. An unpopular opinion. He said a lot of things that needed to be said to the Black community. To the folks that's 21 to 35, he said a lot of things that y'all need to hear, even myself. But please do not parade his death like y'all are happy about it. He called some of y'all fat. So what? He called men broke. He called women broke. He called narcissistic behavior out. He did a lot. He said a lot that a lot of people are scared to say. And y'all paraded his death because he directed his voice of opinion. And the key word to that sentence is opinion to Black women. And like I said earlier, the Black woman is the strongest woman on this earth, the strongest person on this earth. But literally, y'all paraded a man's death because of his opinion. I can't get jiggy with it. I understand y'all may have not liked the things he said, but parade his death? Granted, we don't even know how he died. It says heart attack, cardiac arrest. We don't officially know. But y'all paraded it. George Zimmerman signing autographs. A nigga out here ain't smoked him yet. You remember George Zimmerman? He started the, you know, it was a push after him killing Trayvon Martin for the Black Lives Matter. He signing autographs. Y'all not parading killing that nigga? So what's really the issue? And don't get me wrong, I don't agree with everything Kevin Samuels said, has said, you know, but what I do agree with, he said a lot of the things that we needed to hear. He literally said a lot of things that we needed to hear and y'all did not like it. Give that man his respect for him carrying his opinion in day in and day out and didn't change it. Literally didn't change it. Stood on everything he said. And I'm pretty sure y'all seen the thousand of clips that are going around, the thousand of views that are popping up now, the comments, the everything of the above. He said what he said and he stood on it. That's my biggest thing. Y'all say stuff and don't stand on it. He said it straight up. Nobody can change his opinion. If you didn't like what he said, granted, state your opinion in the comments to your friends, but don't parade his death. Because God forbid your brother, your sister, your mother, your aunt, your uncle passed away and people had a field day with that. Y'all be ready to go tooth, knife, AK-47 and Glock to everybody's door. If you feel he downgraded women or he disrespected black women, stand on that. Cool. But don't parade his death like he was out here, feel me, choking women to death, stabbing women to death, doing anything of that extent. He literally was talking and building a platform. And I'm pretty sure it's 90, you feel me? I'm pretty sure it's people who listen to my podcast and be like, oh, I don't agree with that. Or you say this, but you act this way. Or you address me and then make me stand on the things I say that change or differ. Hold me accountable. But y'all literally took a man's death and dragged it like it was Juneteenth. Y'all turned it into Kevin Samuels' death day as a party. Casamigos, Backwoods, like it was, like, come on. If it was that deep, y'all should have been addressing him while he was alive. But to parade and gather and laughter for a man's dying is sick. I don't care what he said, that's sick. You feel me? Y'all ain't get up with the lady who screamed Black Lives Matter, bought a $6 million house with y'all money, but y'all mad at Kevin Samuels. Oh, okay. Feel free to feel what you want. Feel free not to listen anymore after this episode because I agree with some of the things he said. But so what? Y'all could get up with me. Straight up. That's all I'm telling y'all. Y'all get up with me. Let's mentally check in with each other real quick. Mentally, y'all, I'm above, I'm here these last 2 weeks. As I continue to challenge myself to read more and to become a better me, I know I have to understand me. To become a better me or to grow as a better human being, as a better person, a better man, a better uncle, a better everything, brother, all of the above. I challenge y'all to better yourselves. A lot of my friends, I've sent them a better version of me, the book I've been reading lately. I'm actually done with that. I'm reading $40 Million Slavery. No, hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Apple Books is moving mad slow today. Apple Books, y'all will move real wacky when I need y'all. Oh, $40 Million Slave. That's the current book I'm reading right now. I want y'all to go tap in with it when y'all get a chance. What I want to address to y'all as me just sincerely talking to y'all. Narcissistic behavior is something we all deal with. I'm pretty sure men may deal with a little more than women. If you know somebody who's narcissistic in any behavior, any shape or form, I want you to tell them that. Narcissistic behavior is a sick ass. It's a sick place to be in. It's a sick lifestyle to live. It is weird. It makes you look bad. It makes your family look bad. It is literally I just pray for everybody who deals with it. Because literally, we some people that deal with it don't know they're doing it. I'm pretty sure you do, but narcissistic behavior, y'all, is scary. And I want anybody who may have dealt with it, dealing with it, may go through it, to pray your way out of it. Because you literally are giving creep vibes. And it's hard, and it sounds funny, but it's realistic. Like, I want y'all to know, like, if I ever dealt with you or dealt with you to that point and I've gave you, like, that type of vibe, I'm sorry. Some stuff we play in our minds and we address it before we actually really go through with it and deal with it and understand it. I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody's being a a-hole, and I'm just trying to finish my episode recording. But I literally just want to send an apology to whoever has dealt with that. It's nothing that you should be proud of. It's a flaw that some of us go through, and nobody's perfect, and nobody lives perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody will be perfect. But we have to understand bad situations to get better. Just like we have to understand everything happens for a reason. So you either learn from your situation and grow from it, or you continue to bathe in it and, you know, be down about it. So I literally send my deepest prayers and sorries to those who have dealt with that side of me before. That's just the me being a better me. I want y'all to mentally check in with somebody every day this week. I want y'all to pray with somebody every day this week. I want y'all to pray for someone you may have not seen in a while. I want y'all to send somebody a text message and tell them you love them. I just want y'all to be a better y'all as this week comes to us. I'm going to give y'all an exit song. Who I'm rocking with this week? Oh, I see who I'm rocking with this week. I'm definitely going to give y'all an exit song. I'll be back Friday or Saturday with an episode for K-Dot album. I got to watch Erykah Badu, y'all, last night via social media, and I loved it.
You ready?
Thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank y'all for tuning in. There is no me without y'all. You got all the sense. I'm still on my social media hiatus, so if y'all see me post, it's only this, and I posted yesterday for Mother's Day. Continue to do great things. Be great because you are great. Shout out to the Madal clothing brand. I know I was supposed to make y'all a sponsor a couple episodes ago. Shout out to Madal clothing brand. Go check them out on Instagram. They have sweatsuits, short sweatsuits. They got all types of outfits for y'all. I know summer is coming. Y'all want the shorts, short sleeve combo 1-2. It's coming, y'all. Shout out to the boss. Shout out to the chefs in the kitchen. Shout out to the chef in the kitchen. Thank you for being you. Another episode is in the books. Two fingers in the same thumb. You got all the sense podcast. I'm Flashy with 6 Y's, 3 Y's. Y'all know the vibes.
You need my whole orange screen telling. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Wayne just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the west, yo. Half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the face of slow, it didn't alter their palate. Yeah, I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure. Yeah, that little P365 was just fast started pistol. Yeah, she got a scorpion too, and I'll sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon in gregarious, my little Harry don't know what the courtiers do. Yeah, that means bold. Keep your lady close. Make sure she can't work a pole. But they was referring to strip hell. I'm still ball fame with the clippers. I done been blessed with a woman that prayed me, but turn her back on the level. She beat the devil off me like the cherubim. She make it clear to hold that we ain't sharing them. I push the you can eat me like a chariot. They gave a legend, they be at the barrier. Yo, yo.
but that's how it be in the jungle. Yeah. I grew up around wildlings and mongrels. Yeah. Ain't no snuggle. Yeah. You a junkie. Yeah. I rock the stars to be hungry. Yeah. I told my baby girl she gon' have bow in the head that just got up and bun. Yeah. Yeah. They say I'm rapping with love. Yeah. I tell them hell on me. Yeah. If you book me for a show and I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving. Yeah. Yeah. Big daddy energy speaking. Yeah. I keep the enemy tweaking. Yeah. I can go up.
See y'all next week.